is the time for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome. A prayer for our teachers. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, I cry out, Father, for our precious teachers, Heavenly Father, globally in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the children, Heavenly Father, in the classrooms, Heavenly Father, that are disruptive, Heavenly Father, those that are distracted, God, those that are disrespectful, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for their safety. I pray for the safety, God, of the teachers and the children in the mighty name of Jesus. Children that are having problems, God, at home, Heavenly Father, that come to school, Heavenly Father, and misdirect their anger because they don't know how to deal with it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. No one has ever taught them how to, Heavenly Father, dealing with depression, God, and suicidal thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. Dealing with, God, feelings of despair. Father, in the name of Jesus, help, God, right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help our schools, help our teachers, help our students, Father. I pray right now, God, for the curriculum. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, that the district, Father, expects, God, the teachers to adapt to, Heavenly Father, teaching the children. They expect, Heavenly Father, the teachers, the children, Heavenly Father, to adapt to their curricula, God, with no regards as to how the student learns or if they're even learning, if they're comprehending, if they understand the information, God, nor do they have regards to their ability, God, to retain, Father, a set curricula. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every child, Father, has different learning styles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that's a big problem, Father, in the school, God. And I pray, God, over those, Heavenly Father, in the districts, Heavenly Father, administrations, God, in the name of Jesus, that come up with this curricular, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you move and maneuver some things around, God. Implement some new policies and learning material, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that all of our children can learn, Father, in these public schools, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Jesus, I cry out for our teachers, God, that are dealing with stress, Heavenly Father, unbearable stress, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, taking a toll on their mind, body, and soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, teachers are experiencing, God, unreasonable expectations that are placed on them, God, from the administrations, God, with no kind of support, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, feeling all alone. Help, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, help, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, in the name of Jesus. Many may feel a great dose, Heavenly Father, of despair, God. They may feel voiceless in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Father, I thank you right now, God, for allowing me, God, to be that voice for the hurting, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, I voice, Heavenly Father, this prayer unto you, God. And I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, humbly, Father, that you answer us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I make the request known to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of the teachers, Heavenly Father, and ask that you answer quickly, Heavenly Father, even, God, if your answer is wait on the Lord. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, for helping teachers, God, also with time management, Heavenly Father. The teachers who feel they have no life, Heavenly Father, no life or ability to even refuel, God, because their time is all tangled up, Father, with the high demands and expectations placed on them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God, I pray over the stress, Heavenly Father. Give them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, relief, Heavenly Father, from stress, God, and fatigue in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, they're having to face, God, challenges, God, daily, Heavenly Father. Even, God, as far as integration to the system, Heavenly Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, for student growth indicators, God, and collaboration in the name of Jesus Christ. Having to meet these deadlines, God, in the class. Are too many kids, God, to one teacher, Heavenly Father. The student-to-teacher ratio, God. Expectations with no support. Jesus, you hear the cries, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Lord God, I ask that you help in the mighty name of Jesus those teachers that are so out of it, God, so fed up, Father, turning to prescription drugs, drug abuse, God, just to cope with reality, God, and make it throughout the day, Father. Help in the mighty name of Jesus those that are addicted to alcohol, God, alcohol addicts, God, that are secretly doing it, Heavenly Father, and openly among their like kind, Heavenly Father, other friends, God, or maybe family members, God, and peers in the name of Jesus. Those who are in denial, God, yet find themselves, God, running to the bottle, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, even illegal drug abusers, God. Father, help, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our teachers, God, and the things they have to deal with, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and don't even get a thank you. Don't even get a job well done. Have no appreciation, Heavenly Father, when they're the ones that teaches, God, us all that we know, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help, Lord God. I'm crying out, Father, for help in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those teachers, Heavenly Father, that are experiencing family problems and issues, God, outside of the school and things they have to deal with and students they have to deal with, God, going home to marital issues, God, having to care for their sick or elderly parents, God, those that have psychological health issues in the name of Jesus. And I even pray, God, for that teacher, Heavenly Father, that is having to deal with that sick child, God, or that teacher, Father, who lost their child, God, and they're still trying to cope, God, and still trying to hold it together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know all about it, God. And Father, you promised to never leave them or forsake them. You promised to be their Father always, Heavenly Father, and never leave them as orphans, God, in the name of Jesus. So soothe, God, and comfort, God, and speak to their heart and their spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who neglect their own physical health, God, help in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual and mental health, help in the mighty name of Jesus, and heal, Lord God, right now, Father. Those that are dealing with issues pertaining to office politics, God, injustice, prejudice against gender, race, and role, God, in the name of Jesus. Culture, Heavenly Father, help, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Expose, God, and cause there to be consequences, God, for the wrongdoers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause them to take responsibility, Father, and do, God, what is right by you, Father, and by your people, Lord, by these precious teachers, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you, God, and ask for strength, God, and that you work it out, Heavenly Father, for teachers that are having to work a second job, God, just to make ends meet, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, due to unreasonable wages, Heavenly Father, not to mention the out-of-pocket expenses of school supplies and materials, God, that aids in the success, God, of our students in the name of Jesus, that they're taking out of pocket, Heavenly Father, from the little money that they're giving, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, increase the wages, Father. I'm approaching heaven right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding a wage increase, God, in the land, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, do it, God, and move, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your spirit and power, God. Purge, Father, the lawmakers in the name of Jesus. The lawmakers also of those in power, Heavenly Father, those that are influencing, God, the lawmakers in the name of Jesus, that are making decisions behind the scenes, God, of greed and selfishness, Heavenly Father, people that are working, God, behind the scenes, the old buddy clubs, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, favoritism and injustice, God. Lord, you know about it all, Heavenly Father. You know about it all, God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Work on their hearts, God, and work in favor, God, of our teachers, Father. Grant the pay raises globally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Move in the areas of teacher shortages, Heavenly Father, due to exhaustion, God, and mistreatment, Heavenly Father. Teachers are fed up, Heavenly Father. Lord, help, God, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, God. Tame the parents, God.
who are unlearned, God, and disrespectful, Father, to the teachers, God, unsupportive in the name of Jesus. Parents who have high expectations, God, but never contribute anything to the success of their children or even attend a conference, God, aside from blasting the teachers or staff in the name of Jesus when the children are reprimanded. Father, something is seriously wrong, God, and I ask that you help, Father, move in the homes, move on the parents, God. Move on the children, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The teachers that are worried, God, about student loan debts, Heavenly Father. How are they going to pay the money back, Heavenly Father, for education, God? Lord, in the name of Jesus, you got it all under control, Father. Your strategies are perfect, Father. Put them in the place where they're hearing you, God, and they're seeking you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I continue to pray, God, over those areas of debt, Heavenly Father, and also pay increases, God, and all of those, God, that are not saved, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask that you save them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, teachers who are required to teach and support education, God, that are in conflict, God, with your and also contradict your biblical principles, God, and your truth, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask that you move in those areas, Heavenly Father. It's so many things that are going on, Heavenly Father, and teachers are at a standstill, God. They're conflicted, God, with their biblical views, Heavenly Father, and beliefs, God, and then what they have to teach the children, God, due, God, to legalism, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, corrupt people, Heavenly Father. Any and everything goes, Heavenly Father. Help, Lord. I'm crying out, Jesus. Lord, I'm crying out, Father, for your help, Daddy. If you don't help us, Lord God, we won't make it in the name of Jesus. You know when to show up, God, right on time in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the word you have, Lord, you said in the word that the generous will prosper, and those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for our loving teachers, those with pure hearts, God, that really are passionate, Father, about what they do, God, those that are hanging on, Father, and even those who have given up, God, with the right heart, Heavenly Father, a heart for our children, God. Lord, they've been generous, God, and you promised to prosper them, Father, as they refreshed and taught others, God. You, in turn, God, will refresh them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. So I ask that you breathe on them, Father. Breathe through them, God. Renew their strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to mount up, Heavenly Fathers, on wings, God, like eagles, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them get weary, Father. Don't let them faint, Father, but push, God, and press, God, in the name of Jesus. These last days are calling, Heavenly Father, for a push, God. We've got to push through, God, the difficulties in the name of Jesus. We've got to press, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God. Right now, God, we all have different gifts, God, that has come from you, God. And for some, God, it's the ability to teach, Father. Strengthen your teachers, God. Keep renewing their strength, God, so they won't give up in the name of Jesus. You will supply all of their needs, God. And that's a promise to those who serve you, God, and walk upright in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for that listener, Heavenly Father. If they confess with their mouths, Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, and believe in their hearts that God has raised him from the dead, they shall be saved, you said in the word, God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. And we thank you, God, for that scripture in Romans chapter 10 in the name of Jesus Christ. Calls them to meditate on your word. If they don't know anything about your word, if they're not used to it, if they're not used to calling on the name of Jesus, Lord, help them, God. Cause them to connect to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Cause them to go to the website, Heavenly Father, and connect, God, in the name of Jesus. To me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. To other believers, God, that could show them the way, Father, and love on them, Father. They are worthy, God, and you're concerned about the saved and the unsaved, God. You reign on the just and the unjust. And we thank you, Father. We stand united as one, God. And we continue, Father, to lift our teachers up in prayer. And we're giving you the praise right now, God, for those in their houses, in their cars, God, on the bus, Heavenly Father, exercising, walking down the street, in the office, God. We're going to give you praise right now, Father, for the victory in every area, God, in the name of Jesus concerning our teachers. We declare and decree it is so. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast with Jerena Payne. If you've missed any of the broadcasts or desire to follow me, please visit voiceforthehurting.com. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.